Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Suffice it to say, this is not where we expected today's show to go. Gambling in sports has become so prevalent. I don't know that there is a sports league, a sports station, a sports network. Everybody is in bed with the sports books, present company included. And maybe this shouldn't come as a surprise that stuff like this is happening. I find it, I always go, wait, no, this doesn't make sense. And then Kang always comes back and says the exact same thing to me. Doug, people are stupid. And whether or not they are stupid or just make stupid decisions, we all, in the course of our day, in any given day, I make multiple stupid decisions. But not with ramifications that have the FBI knocking on my hotel room door at 6 a.m. and placing me under arrest. And, I mean, here, obviously, we're concerned about Chauncey Billups and the legacy, currently the head coach of Portland, and this being, the wording of this is interesting. The term separate but related. How is it related to what is appears to be point-shaving accusations against Terry Rozier? How is it related? I don't know. But anyway, Gator, this our whole show. I mean, it just took a sharp right turn right before, about an hour ago.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. I get ready to leave the house, and it's when I saw it. I'm like, no, come on. Mm-hmm. Chauncey's one of my all-time favorite Detroit athletes, and love the guy. And root for him. You know, not a Piston. I don't care. I root for the guy. Yep. You know, hopefully wins an NBA championship as a coach at some point. And this sucks. Obviously, let the case unfold and see what
Everyone
happens.
Everyone is with innocent until proven
exactly,
guilty.
And see what was going on there. And, initially the participation, whatever this ring is, appears that involved with a poker aspect of it. So. That's better news than what Rozier is facing, which is a sports betting thing. So I guess just we'll see what happens with it. But I don't like it initially. You just don't like to hear it.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, Damon Jones' name now being included, that I heard during the update, did not know that. Jeff Passan reported that his sources are telling him this is part of a widespread gambling investigation. Pete Thamel just tweeted out, press conference is about to start. The title online says more than 30 defendants charged in illegal gambling schemes. Is this going to be a net that takes in more players, coaches?
It may.
Athletes.
But when you see 30, I mean, it also when you also see the word mafia attached to it.
Yeah, dude.
Then that brings a whole different element to it, which is unsavory, but also adds to the total of people that are being investigated. So I don't know if this is going to include more athletes and or not, but it's something certainly to keep an eye on.
Yeah, you just hate seeing Chauncey's name because Chauncey has this mass appeal in Detroit. Whoever says a bad thing about Chauncey?
Nobody.
He's one of the most beloved Detroit athletes that has come through in our time in doing this job. It feels like everybody loves Chauncey Billups. And, you know, this might, again, innocent until proven guilty. We always emphasize that on this show because we don't like to try and convict people on the air. And hopefully there's some explanation to this and something that isn't as bad as it looks. But I fear what it might be. Kang, what did you think when you saw the story?
Oh, God. I thought, why? You know, why? I was kind of like Gator. You know, Chauncey's one of my favorite Detroit athletes of all time. And that's the local picture. But the bigger picture is this. It's gambling and sports betting has taken over what we used to just enjoy for the competition, right? It was just see who's the best at what they did. And now it's, well, also, did he hit my parlay? You know, and right. That just takes away from the true point of why we even like sports in the beginning. As far as Chauncey's concerned, you hope, if you're a Chauncey fan, you hope that he didn't know what he was involved in, right? I mean, that's probably the best case scenario for him, that he was either tricked or, you know, rooked into something that he didn't know was illegal. I think the separate but related thing, Doug, mm-hmm. is they're separate as Terry Rozier is a part of basketball betting and gambling. Chauncey is part of an illegal poker ring, but they might be ran by the same guy up top. Do you know what I'm saying? Whoever that mafia guy or whatever it is, he might be also dealing with Rozier and dealing with Chauncey separately. So that's where they may be connected, by the way. But yeah, it's too late to put the toothpaste back in the tube, but I said it, I don't know, a few months ago that, do we go back to where only it's legal only in Vegas? Because I don't know if we can handle this as a society.
It doesn't feel like we can.
the professionals can't handle it, let alone us.
It doesn't feel like we can. That's not to mention, look, we talk about this, and I joke that for me it's $1, $2, $5, $10 usually max, but literally plenty of $1 and $2 bets. Because I know how easy it is to get in trouble with this stuff. And, you know, I'm not, I've said it before in the air, I don't like parlays. But we're talking about the people on the professional level can't handle it, let alone anybody who might've got themselves in trouble out there just betting.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
But then this gets back into, so the Rozier case, this goes back to a game on March 23rd of 2023. So 2.5 years ago.
My birthday.
You remember that one in specifically?
2023?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Did you make any bets that day, Gator?
Did you have any unders on Rozier? Yeah. Because you might get looped into this. He played, I think, 9 minutes and then left the game with a foot.
Well, I will tell you that I do not participate in the single game parlays. Any parlays that I do are with teams, betting three teams to win a game. That's my parlay. So no, although I think I was at a Mexican restaurant watching the NCAA tournament on this night.
Well,
that's a very likely scenario.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun,
Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Well, on that day, on March 23rd of 2023, 30 wagers in 46 minutes came in on Rozier unders. It got flagged in multiple states. He played 10 minutes, left the game with a foot injury. And here we go. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of this. But breaking news today, and we'll see if there's more names. Widespread, they are saying. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We got the Blitz thing. We have some Michigan and Michigan State talk, Pistons and Red Wings, all coming up here on Carson Anderson. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, reacting to the breaking news today. And what is, I'm just listening to some of the news conference FBI related. It sounds like tip of the iceberg, and they, you know, will we have more athletes brought in on this? We will find out. Maybe more coaches, more prominent figures. In a widespread investigation that resulted in this morning the arrest of Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones in separate but related cases with illegal gambling. Chauncey's case is related to an illegal poker operation, but related to the mafia. And that is also scary. Portland played last night, lost to the Timberwolves, and he was arrested in Portland this morning. Chauncey. 248-539-9797. Matt, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing? You know, love your show. I've been listening to you guys for years, the station for years. But one of you guys just brought something up a few moments ago about, you know, possibly hoping that he didn't know what he was involved in, or any of these guys for that matter. I really, really hope that I'm not going to be insulted with something like that. And these guys are educated, taught by their organizations, taught by the league. It's pathetic and incomprehensible to me that I'm going to have to listen to one of these guys or any of these guys say that.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, I get it. Part of this is, and what we're trying to and understand where we're coming from with that. I get so sick of trying and convicting people in the court of public opinion that I always want to wait for all of these cases, for all of the facts to come out and hope that there's, you know, that there's not truth to it. But I mean, you're right. The excuses and the defense that people use a lot of times is hard to fathom, but we do have a court of law for these reasons. Investigations are allowed to take course, and you know, if we're gonna. Let me put it to you like this, Matt. I'm in no rush, and I don't think Gator is either. We're in no rush to give final judgment on this one.
Yeah, but don't be in a rush to create excuses either. I mean, this is, you know, the facts haven't come out, but this is pretty pathetic, and that's why a lot of people I know, including myself, have been turned off by this league for, you know, a quarter century or better. So. That's just my take on it. And I love your show, guys. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, well, whether we're in a rush to make excuses or just trying to give somebody a fair shake here, And there's examples of, I can think back to very embarrassing moments in my career, okay, which I don't like to bring up, but you learn from your mistakes about coming to conclusions on very serious cases like this. And, yes. And I'm sure you can find people, if you want to find people giving their final conclusions on this, literally an hour and 19 minutes into the story, I'm sure you can find those out there. From an unnamed texter, suffice it to say, they're going to ring these guys up. Gambling's big money in this country, and they're going to make an example of them. Next text. This is just the beginning. You think drugs are addictive. Sports gambling and gambling in general has the potential to affect millions more than drugs. It's cheaper and more accessible to everybody. We as a nation better be careful.
It's
last statement, by the way, is one that rings true in a lot of ways.
Which was the last part?
We as a nation better be careful.
Everything is when you talk about sports gambling or just gambling in general, it is absolutely addictive. There's a rush that comes with it. Money won and the whole bit better than money earned, and it really is something. This is not fake news. I mean, it's absolutely can be addictive, and that's why you hear disclaimers after every one of the ads. It's why you've been hearing forever about Gamblers Anonymous and things like that, and people have issues. Not saying that there was a problem that any of these guys had. Maybe these guys didn't have a gambling problem. They just gambled. And if it was easier for them, I don't know how this was working. You know, we talked a little bit before the show, was maybe this is like a Molly's Game type poker situation from the movie and the book of Molly Bloom and the poker rooms that she ran. I think on both coasts, that's people, consenting adults deciding that they're going to play a poker game. But there are legalities, and if you're going around it, then that's the issue.
But obviously people gamble for money, right? And then you mentioned also they gamble for the rush. That's how it becomes addictive, guys. But Doug, when I tell you like people are stupid, another reason people do things like this, and I'll just point to Chauncey's situation, like how could he run an illegal poker ring, is it's glorified to be like a mafioso type or the head boss. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you would think he does not need the money,
no.
Right? He has an NBA coaching job right now. He had an NBA career. He
made
has
over $100 million in his NBA career, makes over $4 million as a coach.
And he has other businesses I know that he is invested in. So why does he need to do this? I don't know, but players do it. Gilbert Arenas just got popped for something like this recently where he's on trial currently for it, running illegal poker. Like, I don't know if it's stature or status, whatever, but people do things like weird things like this when they don't have to. And so money, the rush, status, whatever, it's ridiculous, but it happens.
And there are obviously different levels of involvement from just being a player, a poker player in this, or if you're helping to run this, or if you're the actual mafia boss involved with this that's being reported, whatever it is, we'll see what falls out of this. But it's sad when you see your heroes being brought down like this. But I'll reserve judgment fully until I know exactly what was going on here.
248-539-9797. John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up? You guys said, I'm going to wait for judgment. Because I can't believe, Mr. Big Shot is caught up in this. And then I wanted to get you guys' opinion on contracts. I think any professional sport going forward, there should be something in the contract where you're not allowed to gamble. And if you're caught gambling, any incentives or promise money, anything like that is null and void. And your contract's immediately terminated because it brings bad heat to the teams.
Well, it undermines the credibility of the leagues. I know that the first caller, I gave up on this league 25 years ago, whatever he said, there are plenty of people that don't buy the authenticity of the results. When I watch games, it never enters my mind that the game is fixed. And I get every time I bring that up on the air, I do bring it up in the air. People say the same thing. You're so naive. And maybe I am. I'm blissfully naive. I watch games and I think the results are authentic. But when stuff like this happens, it undermines that authenticity.
Yeah. I really think there should be something in contracts where if like an instance like that happens, your contract's immediately terminated because it happens too much.
Here's the thing. It's going the other way, John. On November 1st, it becomes legal for college student athletes to bet on professional sports. They're not taking rights away. They're expanding them. Like, we're going the other direction. You want to terminate contracts. And I understand that. I mean, I think that would serve as a lifetime bans and all that does happen, right? There are lifetime bans. Who's the kid that played at Georgetown? Jonte Porter, wasn't that him? I don't want to get it wrong. You know, there are lifetime bans. And that you'd think that would be reason enough to keep people away from, but we're expanding the rights. And I'm telling you, man, that's... as soon as I heard that, I thought, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great idea. No. I don't like the idea of letting college players get involved with sports gambling at all. I think it's a horrible, horrible idea. It's already brought into, but I understand why they're doing it. It's like they have to, because if you're allowing everybody else to do it, why is it that they can't do it? They're old enough. It's not against the law, but it's about optics. It doesn't look right. There's something that we know it could lead to fishiness and just outright illegalities, and nobody wants that. This is all part of that. Is the sports bubble going to burst? You know, and you feel like there are stories that can get bigger and bigger and bigger, and this is one of them, that when you bring gambling into it and it starts to uncover and you peel back layers and there are other layers and more layers and here's this and more people get involved, and it takes away, or has the potential anyway, to take away the true integrity of the sport, and that can bring it to its knees.
Wood in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Wood.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, listen, this is a far bigger problem than the NBA. We here in Detroit lived it a couple weeks ago. If you think these millionaires gambling is setting up rings and taking money, what about the rest that don't make as much money, nowhere near it? You can easily get to them. So, you know, and then if you're going to talk about they can't bet or gamble, a lot of these guys golf in the off season, and that's all they do. Michael Jordan's been golfing and betting people, and it's well-known and documented for years. All of these guys do it on the golf course. So you're saying they can't gamble on the golf course either? So this is it. So now you really just got to have to start looking at sports as entertainment, and that's it, like wrestling. Like, you know, it's probably fixed or something else, because this is a wise problem, and it has been for years. It's been going on long before now. So I'll hang up and listen.
And I guess I have a hard time believing that. Guys train too hard, and men, women, professional athletes train way too hard. They're way too good at their craft, and for the majority of them to be, you know, buying into some sort of sinister plot that would take down the sport. Do I think there are some bad apples out there? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's really hard to discern who's doing what and when. I think that they've got some pretty interesting things in place that can flag situations. And when they do, it's like, wow, that happened. Okay. And here's the investigation that leads to show it. But I don't think this is something that is as widespread as what the nightmares would be. And I certainly hope it doesn't ever get to that point.
248-539-9797. We got the Blitz thingy scheduled. We're going to push it back a little bit because people want to sound off on this breaking news story. Today, if you are just joining us, a widespread FBI investigation has resulted so far in the arrests of Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier from the Orlando Magic, former NBA player Damon Jones, all gambling investigations. There are, sounds like, more to come. But it's all evolving at this hour. 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
I don't like these details coming out.
No. During the commercial break there, we were able to listen to some of the news conference going on. And one member, I don't know who it is, at the podium with the FBI mentioned that it sounds like some celebrity athletes were used to lure people to gamble with them.
Like the idea of gambling next to a former player or current player.
Yeah. And shuffling decks were fixed, rigged.
Or rigged to put the odds in favor of the house.
Yeah. And some of these illegal poker games. But again, this case is just breaking right now.
Yeah, according to the presser, a lot of illegal stuff was going on, right? Rigged machines.
Yeah.
Yep.
Marked cards.
That's
X-ray machines. Just straight up. This is not even a straight up game.
No, this is completely.
It's not even just illegal poker or gambling. Yeah. This is like.
This goes beyond. I said to Doug during a break, I hate this story because this is. If this stuff is true and people like Chauncey knew of it, that's awful. I mean, you're gone.
Could he have been lured unknowingly?
I mean, I suppose that's possible, yes. But
I don't want to go fishing for excuses like first caller said.
But this is what I said initially. I said, if he knows that these shuffling machines are rigged in favor, if he knows there are cards that are marked or there are X-ray machines being used or whatever, if he knows all this and still participates in it, good God, then whoever is involved in this, you're just a criminal. And beyond that, as someone who self-admittedly loves going to Vegas and loves playing the cards at Vegas, I love playing blackjack, I love the dice and craps and all that. You hear a story like this, and the first thought that goes through my mind is, wait a minute, okay. I mean, what's to protect anybody from any casino in the country from knowing absolutely that this is a legit game and not rigged shuffling machines.
Well, there's a gaming commission, so you feel like protected.
You hope?
Well, yeah, but I mean, at least there's that. When you go to a house game, there's nothing.
No, there is nothing.
But hope and a trust, right? Yeah. That's why I'll admit it. I host poker games with my friends. I don't host poker games with people I don't know because I don't go to poker games with people I don't know, honestly, because of things like this. If I'm going to play poker, I go to MGM or I go to Vegas in a real poker room where there is a gaming commission, whether you believe them or not. At least that's there, right? It's regulated for what we know. When you go to someone's mansion, dude, you have no idea.
No, but in the back of my mind, I'm not going to lie. As someone who goes to a casino, in the back of my mind now, because of a story like this, I'm thinking, you know, when you get on a bad streak, when you're on a bad run and the dealer's pulling six card 21s or whatever, and you're losing on 20s every time.
You speak like this has happened.
I'm just saying. In the back of my mind, because this story comes out there, I can't help but shake it. Like, wait a minute, is this all legit? And hopefully, of course, most of it's all legit. But some cases like this, they're not.
248-539-9797. Julian is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Julian.
Hey, fellas. It's been a while. Good to talk to you. Obviously, in this Detroit area, to hear Mr. Big Shot caught up in this, everyone's like, no, no, no. What's, you know, hopefully... we'll find out more information. I'm trying to reserve judgment, like you said, Doug. And then you mentioned credibility. The word integrity is key here. But the whole thing is exposing, I think, that larger, wider culture. People have already mentioned this. The NBA culture of gambling, these high-stakes gambling, poker games, whatever that they're doing outside of casinos. So when we heard this news at first, everyone probably thought, wait, the gambling on games or sports? But this is that other part of it, you know, that culture that we've heard about through Gilbert Arenas' situation when he pulled the gun on a teammate. That was related to high-stakes poker games. We've heard about Jordan, you know, obviously in the past. Even Zeke was caught up in something back in the day. But one thing that definitely is a red flag about this is when you hear mafia, and like you guys are telling me now, because I haven't read a lot yet either, about rigged games and things like this. This is huge. And can you imagine this is at the start of the NBA season?
Yeah.
This is like... PR nightmare 101.
Oh, and it's like this is, I mean, up in lights with the big names. It's talking about the Genovese crime family, the Gambino crime family.
Oh,
I mean, they're using
this
words like La Cosa Nostra and capos and soldiers. Like, you know, they can't wait to use the names like that.
Oh, I feel like, you know what we are? We're living a movie script right now.
We are?
There's going to be a movie about this.
You know, fellas, that's what I was going to say. This is Molly's Game, the film, great film, as you guys know. But Molly's Game was a story of this same type of situation. High stakes, behind the scenes gambling poker games in Hollywood that got busted.
But the difference is that, at least according to the movie, those games weren't rigged. That's the difference.
No, right. But it still was like technically,
yes,
you know, illegal.
It's an illegal gambling, absolutely, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Yeah, Kang referenced it before
really
the show.
Movie.
So I've only heard of it.
Very good. Very good acting.
Harrison in Ann Arbor, you're next. Hi, Harrison.
Hey there. Hey, gentlemen, nice talking to you. I've been listening a little bit. I just have something to throw out there, food for thought, and I'm just trying to wrap my head around this like everybody else, but I am a huge sports fan. So when Ohtani got tied up and everyone downplayed his involvement in this, and now you see the World Series, I'm sure Major League Baseball wrote the script on how to downplay and try to isolate, because I just felt like that whole story kind of went away. He's a $700 million player. He's the Golden Goose. And it just kind of, they got the guy that was his, whatever, his translator, what have you. But I'm just wondering your thoughts on, just in general, like, is that what the NBA, because I know the commissioner back when Jordan was kind of tied, kept it kind of under wraps. I'm wondering if these are smaller characters in the game, Damon Jones, Terry Rozier and such, but I just think that the Ohtani example needs to be kind of like brought back up, because that went away pretty quick. It's like people didn't even remember it. Like, I don't even remember it. Like, 2 or 3 weeks after they got the guy, the fall guy, it was gone. I was like, damn, Ohtani. I mean, I still feel in my gut, You're too smart, dude. You're too good at what you do to just know that that kind of money was just being thrown around. Like, oh, I didn't know it was just him.
And
you
it's interesting. I just saw a story the other day that said that Shohei Ohtani's $700 million investment has already paid off 1 year into it.
Yeah, I don't know, Harrison.
I just wanted to throw it out there. I want to throw it out there.
I will say this, Harrison.
I'm a huge sports guy.
Yeah, no, you brought up a whole bunch of stuff that clearly you suspect, but as like stuff that hasn't been confirmed. Like you're convinced it was Ohtani, and you're convinced that the NBA swept stuff under the rug previously. And I don't know whether they did or they didn't. We can all have our suspicions. At least all of this is going to get investigated. We'll probably get some conclusions out of this and find out what's real and what isn't. But I hate any undermining of the authenticity of results.
Yeah.
And, it sounds like the Chauncey's name is brought into this for something off the court that has nothing to do with on the court, but all came under the umbrella of, as Kang, you pointed out, and I think as I'm getting bits and pieces of this news conference, it sounds like it is. It starts at a top, and then the different tentacles of them in terms of illegal gambling included some point shaving and also included maybe some illegal gambling that perhaps Chauncey got caught up in, whether or not he was used as bait for people. Hey, come gamble with Chauncey, or Chauncey Billups is going to be there. And did he know that these poker games were fixed?
But, well, and of course, you're going to want to hear from Chauncey himself and hear how he defends himself.
Yep. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback on this coming up. Got the blitz thingy straight ahead here on 97.1. Quite a few phone calls on this breaking news. NBA figures are wrapped up in a sports gambling investigation of the FBI arrest this morning, including former player Damon Jones, current member of the Orlando Magic, Terry Rozier, and unfortunately former Piston and Portland Trailblazer head coach Chauncey Billups. We'll get back to that at 11 o'clock straight up, but it's time now for the blitz thingy. I lead off today. Let's go.
All right, question number one. The drama continues between Sean Payton, the coach of the Denver Broncos, and former Denver Bronco quarterback Russell Wilson. It appeared Payton took a shot at Wilson postgame by praising Giants' new quarterback, Jackson Dart. Wilson then called Payton out on X by posting that he was classless, of course. Now Payton has come back and said that was not his intention to take a shot at Russell Wilson. Hey, whose back you got in this little drama show?
Okay, I think this is a non-story if Wilson doesn't ever even reference it. The quote that I saw was relatively innocuous. Payton was talking about how Jackson Dart is now a problem with the Giants and he had to face him. And he said after the game, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said, we're hoping that change would have happened long after our game. Okay, he's praising Dart. It seems pretty innocuous to me, and it makes Wilson seem super sensitive. Who is tying that to a direct shot at Russell Wilson? I would say pretty much I only interpret that as a way, roundabout way to praise Dart, but unless there's more. I haven't seen more than that.
If this was the only thing going on between those two, then okay, then you kind of ignore it. But I think two things can be right here. I don't think it was necessarily Sean Payton's intention, but it was certainly the byproduct of what he said, because he clearly sent a message to Russell Wilson and he reacted. It's a happy mistake for Sean Payton. I think he likes this smoke. I mean, mentioning the owner of the other team and saying, oh, I was really hoping to go to this guy after our game. The implication is that so we would have to face Russell Wilson, who we know is done. I think it's both things here. Whose back do I have? I got nobody's back in this. I mean, if anything, I think I might have more of Russell Wilson's back than Sean Payton, because Sean Payton can say, well, that's not what I meant. And you could certainly interpret like you had that it's not. But I think this thing goes back a few years here.
Yeah, I'm going to slightly get Russell Wilson's back on this too, Gator. I know Russell gets a bad rep for being kind of corny and not genuine, but honestly, I think deep down he is a good guy and it's not malicious, right? I think that's just his personality. Sean Payton, though, I'm starting to just think he's a Richard. Like, when he was a head coach of the Saints and the whole Bounty Gate thing, and he oversaw that. He kind of got away scot-free with that one, even though he was the head coach of the team. Then he went into broadcasting, started talking a lot of crap about people. Remember when he called Nathaniel Hackett the worst coaching job in history when he was coaching the Broncos? Yep. My God, he went at him. And then they had to play the Jets, and that whole thing came out again. So in the end, I got Wilson's back on this. I think Payton's kind of a jerk. All right, the NFL sent a memo last week to the Lions using Jack Campbell as an example to remind players, hey, when you punch for the football for a fumble, make sure to punch the football and not the opponent. Should the NFL just ban punching the ball altogether?
No, I don't think there's any problem with punching the football out. I mean, what's the problem? If you miss the ball that you punch somebody in the shoulder pad? Ooh, these guys are all padded up. So if you miss the punch, you miss the punch, and then you don't knock the ball out, and the guy keeps it. I mean, it's not like they're practicing jiu-jitsu out there. I mean, nobody's doing a rear naked choke, a omoplata. I mean, come on, what are we talking about? It's not that big of a deal.
The punching out of the football is a great defensive play, and I don't think there's any evidence that this is a serious danger to offensive players carrying the football, unless I've missed it. Has there been a bunch of offensive players sidelined for weeks because they got punched? An epidemic, this is not.
So week five, guys, I don't know if you remember, the 49ers defensive tackle, Alfred Collins, punched the ball out of the Rams running back, Kyren Williams, at the goal line, forcing a fumble, a game-changing fumble. But before he punched the ball out, he actually punched him across the face mask. It was clear as day. I don't think they should ban punching the ball out, okay? But I think the NFL needs to start officiating it better, because if you hit someone in the face,
well, that's different.
That's a foul.
Yeah.
And if you hit someone, I mean, I don't want to see a bunch of defenders just coming into it and all of a sudden it looks like a beatdown, like somewhere they're jumping a guy and all you see is punches, even though they're going for the ball. You could get someone in the solar plex. The pads don't cover there. So like I said, I don't think you should get rid of banning the punching the football out. But I think the refs need to, they do need to emphasize, hey, remember, you're responsible, like in hockey, you're responsible for your stick. You're responsible for your punches in football.
I agree 100% with that. If you're going to swing and hit somebody in the helmet, well, that's illegal contact in the helmet. That's a penalty all day long, you know?
Okay. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, all products of the 2018 NFL draft. Guys, do we need to start thinking about this as being one of the greatest QB drafts of all time?
It depends how many QB draft classes that envelops, right? How many, when we say one of the greatest, is that, okay, you know, the top five the greatest? Because the 2020 class, I think, is better with Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. And the 1983 class, I think, is better with Elway, Marino, Jim Kelly, and others. So, I mean, is it one of the greatest? It might be. It's amazing if you go back and look at quarterback classes. How many are terrible? So this one's pretty good. It's in the conversation, but I don't think it's the greatest. Could it be one of the greatest? I think it's included in that group, yes.
Yeah, I mean, more time needs to play out. I think the one thing automatically that strikes it from the record at this point is that nobody has won a Super Bowl out of that group yet. In fact, has anybody even played for a Super Bowl out of that group? So until that happens, I can't really look at it. But right now, they're all pretty good. In fact, a couple of these guys have flirted with being elite quarterbacks. When you look at Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, they've absolutely flirted with being elite. But as a group, it's a really nice group of quarterbacks. But until somebody actually hoists the Lombardi trophy, no.
Yeah, I personally think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are elite quarterbacks. But of course, they're not one of the greatest QB drafts of all time yet, because you're right, they have to start winning Super Bowls. They definitely have the MVPs between Lamar and Josh Allen. And if they start winning Super Bowls as a group, they should enter the conversation for sure. But I will dub them the greatest redemption quarterback draft of all time, because Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, these guys were left for dead multiple times. And look at them now. It's pretty crazy. So I think the lesson here is patience can pay off sometimes, especially with really young quarterbacks that have to develop. All right, who's more to blame for the Dolphins' disaster, Mike McDaniel or Tua Tagovailoa?
I think more blame goes on the head coach. Miami's problems aren't just with the offense and just with Tua. Absolutely, Tua's a big problem with that, turning the ball over. Not the right time. You don't want to do that. But football is more than just the offense. It's everything else. Maybe it might help you out if you didn't give up 29 points a game. You know, your defense is bad. It's not just your offensive scheming, even though he's supposed to be this offensive guru, and perhaps he's not. He was the hot name a couple of years ago when they were utilizing all that speed they had there on the field. Well, now they've got some injuries and things are starting to mount, and you know, when you don't have all the players at your disposal, the quarterback's not going to look as good, and when you start losing games, the coach isn't going to look as good. But ultimately, he's in charge of the whole thing. It's more on the coach. Curious with what you're going to say.
Tua.
Any more, Doug?
Actually, it's probably Chris Greer, the GM that drafted Tua. Oh, wow. But
don't stop. Tua.
All right, this is tough because I think it's really tough to have a good team without a good quarterback, a good quarterback play, right? But the blame starts at the top, so I'll go with Mike McDaniel. He's supposed to be an offensive guy. He's supposed to be a QB guy. He kind of, they thought he had it turned around a little bit with Tua that one year, right? And they put up the numbers, made the playoffs, all that stuff. But I think obviously the concussions have played a big role on Tua's development, and he's obviously gotten worse. I think it's easier to find a guy to fix Tua than actually find a new QB, so I'll put the blame on McDaniel more for their disaster this year. All right, Sunday Night Football this week, who you rooting for? And you have to say the full phrase. You're rooting for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, or you're rooting for Jordan Love and the Packers?
You're a jerk. I know you did this for this reason, to put us in this uncomfortable position. I think you specifically asked this question to make us uncomfortable. I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
Jerk.
Stop humping his leg.
I mean, it helps the Lions. I gave so. Whatevs. I'm rooting for Rodgers.
Yeah, I too hate Kang for this question. I think when I had to start looking at this question, it reminded me of the movie The Black Knight, the Dark Knight Rises. And when people were sentenced, they were sentenced to exile or death. And if they chose exile, it basically became death by exile. It's the same thing. There's no choice here. I hate this. That being said,
say the phrase.
I'm rooting for Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers because it's twofold. Beat the Packers. Absolutely. Give the Lions a chance to get back on top in the division. Beat the Packers is first and foremost. The other little byproduct of having the Steelers win this game is it becomes that much harder for Cincinnati to get to the top. And if Cincinnati's not going to get to the top in the next few weeks, then maybe they have more of an opportunity to trade Trey Hendrickson.
So I also hated writing this question out, guys. Okay, so just to make clear.
Can you believe that?
Clear.
No.
I don't believe that for a little bit.
But, I mean, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's all about the division. You have to say it. You got to root for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. It sounds disgusting, icky to say, but it helps the Lions the most. I just want to hear you guys say it, even though I had to say it too.
Sure. Ugh.
All right, last one, guys. Light one here. Bad Bunny, I don't know if you heard, will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show this year. That's right. If you were a musical artist, but your name had to consist of an adjective and a non-threatening animal, such as Bad Bunny, what would your name be?
I love this question, as you might have expected. There are some great harmless animals, but I think some of them have already been used, like hamster. You got muscle hamster, which is awesome.
That's a good one. Rest in peace.
You know, yeah, hedgehogs are great, but there's Sonic the Hedgehog and all that. I went with Malicious Meerkat. Love the meerkat. You see those things in the nature shows.
I thought you were going to have a sound effect after.
I don't have any sound effect for Malicious Meerkat.
My stage name would be Bored Turtle.
All right, for me, and coming to the stage is Mild Manatee.
Nice.
I enjoy the ocean. I'm over being emotional, guys, at my age with my kids. Other than my kids, I'm not emotional at anything anymore, I feel like. And I just want to float around all day minding my own business, and that's what a manatee
does.
That's
a manatee will do.
Yep.
There you go, and that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy. We'll get back to the big story of the day, the gambling probe, NBA, FBI, arrests made, including Chauncey Billups. We'll have all the details, including the FBI's press conference just wrapped up. We'll have a summation of what was said coming up straight ahead and your phone calls and reaction. 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.